Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
Whoop, whoop. And today we are talking about the fall time and weight loss. So we haven't talked about weight loss in a while.
No, I think that because we usually talk about it from a perspective of like less weight loss, more fat loss. I like thinking of it from that perspective too, but...
And also, I always see weight loss is a byproduct of like your body being in balance, right? So it's almost like focusing more on the habits, like the healthier habits, like treating your body well, stress less, move more, and then the weight will come off as the byproduct. But we haven't talked specifically about weight in a while, so I'm kind of excited to dive into this stuff. Okay, so I was just reading some stuff, and which we were talking about before we even jumped on here. Is that, did you know that, well, you know this because I just told you this, that in the U.S., between like the fall and the beginning of winter, the amount of money that's spent on fatty, sugary, salty snacks is over $7 billion during the fall.
That's insane.
$7 billion.
That's insane, but it's honestly almost not surprising, though. Because people, I think during the fall time, it's like there's so many more like in the summer, we kind of crave different foods, right? Like I know for me, I crave like really fresh foods like salads and veggies and fruit and things like that because they're fresh, they're in season, and it's lighter outside, you want lighter things. But like in the fall, I think people go turn immediately, like it's darker faster, it's like a little bit more gloomy, people immediately go to comfort
food.
Everything, yeah, and they go for comfort foods, right? So the comfort foods usually, oftentimes people don't think of comfort foods as like, oh, like a salad. They think of it as like, oh, like pizza or chips or like stuff.
Well, yeah.
Like stuff that you're more snacking on. Also, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I know here in Canada, when winter hits, it gets so much colder here. And like, I think people spend so much more time inside or like doing Netflix and chill kind of thing that like they eating so much more stuff, right?
I know. One of the major things though, I think we forget because we're like, we watch if we're not that into it. It is football season, right? And one of the biggest things that people have is football parties or you're making nachos or you're drinking beer and you're having those like
hockey season.
Exactly. So as we start,
like that's how it is with Dave at my house. Whenever there's like a hockey game on, every Saturday night, he's like, oh, it's Saturday night hockey equals pizza. Like in his brain, it's like the two go together. And I'm like, how about something else? Whatever, like veggies or whatever. But yeah, no, it's just like a weird association that people have between like sporting events and like snacks. Like they go hand in hand. Yeah.
And, like salt and pepper. And it's also like you were saying about like, you know, as the seasons change, wanting to eat things that are more heavier. Like even when studying, because I've studied some Ayurvedic medicine, different things like yin and yang and that concept of eating with that. So as you need to, basically as things get colder, you need to ground yourself more too, right? And that's why we want to eat things out of the ground. We want to eat more like root vegetables and that's the real stuff we should be eating. But we end up eating nachos and all the processed stuff instead. Anyways, that was our stat. That was our cool stat, but we have some more stats. So what I want to talk about actually, so I want to talk about fall and weight loss, but this kind of also came out of a conversation, this podcast between you and I, that we were talking the other day about these fad diets, but not in the sense like right now, not in the sense of like the cabbage soup diet and all that stuff, but right now what the diet is.
That still exist? Sorry. Does cabbage soup diet still exist? Like are people still doing that?
Probably somewhere. But what's really popular right now is the keto diet, right? And we've talked about the keto diet like quite a bit on this podcast. I personally, my personal opinion, and as a nutritionist, my professional opinion is I think the keto is a great dietary strategy, but it was originally used to help deal with epilepsy. It was a diet that was shown to have really great supportive healing effects in managing people with epileptic seizures, because when you eat a lot of fat, it helps with the brain, right? But one of the byproducts of that too is when you're eating really low carb and really high fat is that you go into ketosis and you can burn fat really quickly. So everyone got on this keto train right now. And like everywhere you turn, you're hearing it. Like people are like, they're taking ketones, they're doing the keto diet. Like even our friend Melissa was just telling me at her work right now, there's a group that they're all doing keto together. And it's just kind of become one of these things that, you know, everyone thinks is like the key to weight loss.
Yeah, it's definitely become like the solution. It's like, but I find that there's always like a diet. There's always a diet that becomes like the thing. Like it was like back in the day when we first like were doing a lot of fat diets. Remember, it was like the Atkins diet. It was like, eat all the bacon you want and you're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
And oh no, before that though was my favorite one. You know which one I'm talking about. It was the high fat, no calorie counting one, the Susan Powder one, where it was like,
oh no, the low fat. That was low fat.
The low fat, high carb. That was my favorite one, clearly.
Yeah.
That's the one where she was like, eat these potatoes every day. And that's all I ate. Like, I was like, I'm just going to live on potatoes. And this is life. And this is like giving me life because I was so happy.
But you're like, I'm carbon.
It was amazing. It was amazing. But it's like, we always have like this thing that we're trying to jump on. This is what we were talking about. It's like, you're always trying to jump on this solution, this fast acting solution. Cause you're like, oh, this is working for this person. It's got to work for me. I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to like, I'm just going to eat potatoes every day. Or I'm going to eat keto style diet. And I actually have a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine that I talked to you about this, Laura, that she tried to do the keto diet. She read about it. She did all her research. She totally like paid attention to it. She has a meal delivery system bringing her the food. So she knew it was like correct.
Yeah.
And not only did she not lose any weight, but she also started actually having heart palpitations and heart issues. And she already has like some heart issues, but this actually increased it like to the point where she never actually felt that she had to go see a specialist about this and everything. Yeah. She immediately stopped that kind of eating strategy. And as soon as she stopped it, it corrected. So it's very interesting how everything is going to react differently in everybody's bodies. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So it's like when you're looking at something as like, that's the be all end all. It's not, it's like, you need to figure out what's going to work best for you.
Well, and this is where, you know, because it's fall time, a lot of people are coming off of summer, they're ready now to kind of hibernate, they're ready. We're getting a lot of emails now about weight loss. We're about to open our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program in October. So we're talking a lot about weight, and it's like, I think that, and the keto question is coming up a lot. So this is what, you know, this podcast is kind of like, it's just kind of a conversation. We're going to give you guys our opinions, not really so much tips, the way we give you guys a lot of the stuff. But I just think it's an important conversation to have because the amount of emails that we get asking questions, like, what do you think of keto? Do you teach keto in this program?
Yeah.
And I liked how you said that before because I've always talked about this, how it's so interesting how we macronutrient jump. Like every about 5 years, a different macronutrient is like the key of the diet. So right now it's fat. Fat is like, oh my God, fat is so great.
Yeah.
Whereas 5-10 years ago, it was carbs, no fat.
Yeah.
And then before that, it was the protein. Focus on the protein, protein, protein. So it's like, we need all three of these guys. Like we need all three.
That's just it. Like you just said that so perfectly because it literally is like, it's like the macronutrients. It's like, we've just been separating them and being like, this is your key, your be all end all. But really it is. If you took all three and you put them together, that's actually the balance that you need.
Exactly. And they all serve a different function in our bodies, right? So like fat is so important to our hormonal health. It's important to make sure that, you know, our joints are lubed and our brain is healthy. And then it also is important with making sure, especially for women, right? With women, we really need our fats. Then you've got your protein, which is the building blocks of your body. So if you don't have protein, you can't grow hair, you can't build muscles, you know, you can't grow, like it's all the building blocks. And then you've got your carbohydrates, which are one of the first sources of energy. But the thing that I think is the most important about carbohydrates is that that's where we get our fiber. So I had this argument before, not argument, like nutritional debate with someone who is very pro-keto. And they were saying how we don't even need carbohydrates. And I was like, well, where are we getting our fiber from then? Because fiber is a carbohydrate. And fiber comes from plant sources that are carbohydrates. So if we don't need carbohydrates, that means we don't need our vegetables or fruits, which are where all of our vitamins and minerals and our fiber is coming from. So I'm like, to me, that doesn't make sense.
I think though that there's a misconception, and I think that this is what happens. And I could be jumping in, I could be like misstepping on this, but I think that a lot of times people think of carbohydrates specifically just as like breads, pastas, rice, that kind of thing. They think of it as like those complex carbs as opposed to thinking of it as like, or rather than thinking of it as, oh, fruits are considered a carbohydrate, right? Like, or vegetables are considered carbohydrates. Yeah, like that's, but I think that a lot of times when people think carbohydrates, and I know I used to be this person too. I used to think when I did the Atkins diet like a million years ago, I was like, I'm not eating any carbs, but I still ate fruits and vegetables. I just didn't eat any processed carbs. Yeah. And, but in my mind, I was eating no carbs. So, but that was when I, before I understood it. So I think that educating people and making sure that they understand that like carbohydrates are fiber, they are fruits and vegetables, they are these things. They're not just.
But this, yeah. And this is the thing. I love how you just said that, because this is what's interesting about this study, right? So you just said, even when I was on the Atkins diet, in my mind, I was doing like low carb and I wasn't eating any carbs, but
I ate like apples every day, carrots all the time. Yeah,
exactly. And what was that? You were adding more
foods,
but you're adding more real whole foods into your diet, right? That was the key of the diet. Why it worked for you in weight loss was that suddenly you were eating more real whole foods, not necessarily just protein or not necessarily just the higher fat, but
although let's add to the caveat of that, I was also eating a lot of weird chemical foods. Remember
that? Was like the malitol and your gassy as well.
That was like way back, guys. Just being totally honest. Like that was back in the day when like, that was like 15 years ago. It was a long time ago, but I still remember it. And they at GNC, like at the health food store, they used to sell like these fake buns. They came in like a plastic wrap, like the way they do on like an airplane, and like all this stuff. And I bought everything. I would spend hundreds of dollars like every single month of GNC buying all this fake food. So even though I was like, oh, I'm not going to eat carbs, I was eating all like fake carb stuff that was made out of like sugar alcohols. And it was so bad. Like it was so bad for me, but I didn't understand that.
Oh yeah. And the bugs in your guts, they go crazy when those come in.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, that's why you get so gassy. Like,
yeah, no, I can't even handle those now. But I mean, back in the day, it was just like, that was in my mind, the easiest way for me to cut processed foods, but still like, it was like, have your cake and eat it too kind of thing in my mind. Right. Like I was like, okay, I'll just eat the fake stuff, even though it tasted like sponge. It didn't even taste like food. I just was like, I think that people need to understand that. Like when I say I was eating a certain way, it was like I was, but I was also not doing it right. So if you are going to do it, if you are going to follow a strategy, do your research and spend some time to really make sure that you're doing it effectively.
But the main thing of
whole foods, but
any of these diets. So this is okay. So let's just talk about the study for a second. So there was a study that, and I shared this article with you, and you and I were both like, this is so interesting. So there's a study done by Stanford University, and they had 609 people. They had in each group. So one group did low carb for a year. One group did low fat for a year, and they followed them to see who lost more weight. And at the end of the year, which I found was so fascinating, was they lost the exact amount of weight. So they both groups.
Which is so cool. And I love this study and I love that they did this.
Yeah. So both groups lost the average of 13 pounds. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that was interesting that they focused on in this diet was, even though one was following low carb and one was following low fat, they made sure that they were focusing on real whole foods. They made sure that they were paying attention to their relationship with food. So instead of, you know, like emotionally eating or labeling foods good and bad, like just building on that relationship. And then they focus on being consistent, and those are the people who are successful. So it doesn't matter. And that's the thing, when we're talking about keto, people think it's like this magic combination. And yes, it is it's a dietary strategy for certain people. It will work. Certain people's bodies will thrive, but it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. But like it's almost like we turn it into this like magic diet. Like things are magic. Like there's something magical happening.
Like if I do this, I'm going to have this and I'm going to look like this person, or my body's going to react the same way, but it doesn't necessarily mean that way. You could be like my friend who had like heart issues just based on the diet. Like it literally was like changing something in her body that was causing this reaction. So,
and I've had clients who thrive better on higher fats, and I've had clients who thrive better on higher carbs. Like it just, we also have different, we're also different burners, right? Like whether you're an endomorph, which means someone who's tall and skinny, you usually have a higher tolerance for carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're someone who's like an endomorph, which is like more, you carry more body fat, like you also carry more muscle, you typically have a slower metabolism, you have a lower tolerance for carbohydrates.
That's the worst.
So you do better on, you know what I mean? But the reason we're talking about this, guys, and when we're talking about fall and weight loss, kind of all this stuff, is that we want you to get out of the idea of like, this fall, I'm going to go on this diet because I want to lose weight, or I'm going to go on keto, or I'm going to do whatever. Mm-hmm. Focus on real whole foods. Focus on, you know, your relationship with what you're eating. Don't eat for punishment or eating for, you know, picking foods just because they're like, it's football time and you're like, oh, I just have this craving. Like
Saturday I watch hockey and I eat pizza. Like if exactly. that's a habit, can you create a new habit? Can you create a habit of like every Saturday I watch hockey and I eat, I don't know, chicken soup or whatever. Yeah. Like, can it just be something different? You can create a new habit that's maybe a healthier option. I have a question for you though, and I actually have never known the answer to this, and maybe you do. When people are doing the keto diet, they talk about adding ketones, and I've read about ketone drinks and like stuff like that. What is that? What does that mean? Like, what is it that you're actually adding when you're adding ketones? Because I know understand what it means when you're in ketosis, but what is it when you're adding ketones? Is it just like you're adding an actual like nutrients?
No, like I don't really understand how they make ketones. Like I don't really understand. I haven't looked into it. I haven't researched how like these right. nutritional companies make them. But ketones are essentially, they're produced by your body. So
yeah, that's why I didn't understand that.
Yeah, so when you're in ketosis, your body produces ketones. So I don't understand where they get those ketones from.
Like external ketones to put in your body. I don't understand.
If anyone knows this, please let us know. And I'm going to look into this for our next podcast. But
yeah, because I want to know. I want to understand. I've never read it, but I've heard about so many different companies, but these ketone drinks are so popular. Yeah. And I'm like, how do you?
Like, and some people
like,
say they work.
In my mind, it's almost like this weird external like fat burner that you're putting into your body. But like, it's like is it like a reactor? Like, I don't understand.
Well, and this is where it's just like,
seems weird, right? To put something weird, like external to put into your body to create this thing that your body should naturally be doing on its own.
Yeah. And I don't really have much of an opinion on it because I've never really researched it that much. Cause I usually, most of the supplements that I take are usually like fish oils, vitamin C, vitamin B, like vitamins, minerals, herbs.
Yeah.
I don't mess around with any of these fat burners, these pre-workouts, all that stuff.
Have you ever done a pre-workout though?
Oh,
I've never done one, but I've heard they make you like
it's super literally like caffeine mania. And I'm not sensitive to caffeine, but what ended up happening to me is I broke out in red patches because there's so much going on and I was so hot and I was just like, I didn't like it. It made me very jittery. A lot of people get super jittery and like, it was way too much. I was like, I feel like I'm like, so like when you're in ketosis, your body produces these ketones, and this is just small science lessons for you guys, but when we eat carbohydrates, our body prefers to use glucose for energy. So carbohydrates always turn to sugar in your body, and that's what we'll use first. The second part of energy that it can use is ketone bodies, and so that's when the fat, basically when you're in ketosis, it gets turned into keto bodies, and then our body can then use those ketones instead of sugar because we don't have carbohydrates coming in as that energy source.
Right.
So, I mean, I just really think that we just need to stop going, like jumping on something and jumping off it. Because if you don't feel like keto, you can do it for the rest of your life, you literally are on a ticking time bomb because you're going to probably gain that weight back.
Yeah.
So if you lost a ton of weight,
but you're on a diet and you need to get away from dieting.
Exactly. And we need to get off. And that's why if you notice in this podcast, or if you take any of our Fitchix Academy classes, we talk about dietary strategies. We don't talk about going on a diet. And it's like, because that word has such a, even though it's just a way of eating, like it's literally just a diet means a way of eating, but it's like we've attached such an emotional bond to it and we've turned it into this thing. It's like almost like a bad thing.
I was going to say the word diet, I think comes across as like, it's like almost like a negative, like you're giving up like something. You're like, you have to like, it's almost like you feel like you have to give up on something. You're feeling negative about it. Yeah. You're not happy. It's not your regular routine. So it's something that is like a small thing that you're doing temporarily versus if you think of it as a strategy, a food strategy or an eating strategy, or this is my lifestyle, then it's totally different. And that's why we were saying if you can't do it for life, if you can't picture yourself, like when I was doing the low carb thing, I couldn't do it. When I was doing the low fat, high carb, I would have been all over that. Like all over.
But you probably would be like exhausted, even though you're like, oh my God, these potatoes are amazing. Even though potatoes are good for you. This thing, potatoes too got a super bad rap during this whole time. Potatoes are full of potassium. They're amazing. And they're like an all natural substance. Like, we need to get over this stuff. But
I think it's like, I like following the rule. And I mean, you know that for me, like my, not rule, but the strategy for me really is just like my favorite strategy is the one ingredient rule where it's like, if your food has one ingredient, so it's an apple, it's a potato, it's a carrot, it's a chicken.
I don't need to read the label because there is
that to me is my favorite strategy because it's so easy to follow. Cause it's literally just like, I'm just eating real things. Like it's like I'm not reading like, oh, does it have sugar alcohol in it? Or does it have this? Or does it have that? It's just like, I'm eating what I see. You know what I mean?
And we always talk a lot about the complete in three, like balancing out your, like having, looking at your plate and having a protein, a carb, and healthy fat. But even if you're looking to lose weight, this is one thing that works for a lot of people that I know, mm-hmm. is that focusing the majority of your meals just around protein and veggies. So of course, within that protein, like if you're having eggs, there's going to be healthy fats within that eggs. But if you just focus on making sure you've got veggies and protein at each meal, mm-hmm. and then if you're going to add the carbs, keep them before or after your workouts. Because you know then you're going to be using those carbs. We did a podcast before about carb cycling.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, because you know then that your body's going to utilize those carbs for energy. You're not eating them at 10 o'clock at night where that energy is just sitting there in your body, like being like, well, I've got nowhere to burn, right? So I'm just going to turn into fat. So just like focus on, you know, just try to get back to eating real foods. Don't even worry about, I always say like the first thing to look at is quality. Like don't even worry about how much you're eating yet. Just start to try to get the processing out and eat the real foods, foods you like. And then if you're looking to lose weight, just start to dial back on that quantity. But quality always first. So I just want to say, super interesting. Cause I was like, and I wanted to talk about this today. Cause you and I were just having this conversation. We're like, well, what do you want to talk about on the podcast? And I was like, I really want to talk about this study because I just find it so interesting. They're like the same group doing low fat and the same group doing low carb lost the exact amount of weight. Mm-hmm. So it also really relies on, like you said earlier, you, what works for your body, what you will thrive on. You know, what type of body you have, how much muscle mass you have, like all of these things will play into it. So just don't jump on a diet thinking it's going to be like the next magic pill.
Yeah. Because the only thing that's going to happen is you'll probably end up getting frustrated. You'll probably end up just like feeling like 9 times out of 10, I think that people end up doing it. They do it for a short period of time. They start seeing some results and the results slow down because your body starts adapting. And then all of a sudden you start getting frustrated and then you're like craving these other things because it's not something that you can sustain. And then you go backwards. So it's like, you feel like then you've had this chunk of time that you have spent doing this and being so strict and being so potentially even like, you know, really negative in that space because you're like, oh, I'm giving up on all these things. And then it ends up with food. Yeah, it just ends up cycling. I just want to touch on something real quick, though. You just said something about the quality versus the quantity. Like, look at the quality versus the quantity. This just came up the other day because I was going out for dinner with family and I always, when I go to like chain restaurants or whatever, I always have to look on their menu ahead of time just because it makes me, I like to know what options there are. Okay. So
I was really working with here.
Yeah. Like I like to see what I've got, you know, especially if it's something I don't normally go to. So I look and they had it was like a Greek chicken salad and say it was like, I can't remember exactly, but say it was like 1,000 calories for the Greek chicken salad.
Oh yeah. Because I got all the calories on the thing.
Right. But then if you got like the pizza, it was like 700 calories, right? And oftentimes people will look at that and they'll think, okay, well then I'm going to get the pizza because it's lower calories. Yeah. But you have to think, and this is what I was actually explaining this to my husband because he was like, sweet, pizza, you know, he was like so happy, like pizza wins all the time. And I was like, no, listen, I'm like, it's about the quality of the food that's in there. Like if you eat the salad and the chicken, you're getting good nutrients. You're going to be full longer. You're getting fiber. If you eat the pizza, you're going to be
your blood sugar balanced.
Probably like an hour and a half later, you're probably hungry again because your body is just kind of like turning it into sugar, just burning through it, but not really. And then just storing it. And then you're going to be like, oh, I need more food because you haven't had the nutrient receptors fulfilled. Right. Cause you taught me all about those nutrient receptors. But so I was like, but would you agree that if that was the case, if it was like you have pizza for 700 or you have salad for 1,000, even though it's 1,000, it's still probably the better option. And there's ways that you can actually reduce the calories if you're worried about calories. Like you can reduce it by like the salad dressing, you can reduce it by like removing the cheese, that kind of thing. But it's really about the quality of it versus.
I always start with quality. Always. Yeah. Like if you can, you know, if you can have a packaged protein bar that's 200 calories, or you can eat an apple. I would always go for the apple. You know what I mean? Like it's like trying to get as much real whole food as possible. Because when you take a step back and you actually look at your diet, unless you're the way you eat, losing the word diet. But like if you actually take a step back and you look at it, like I mean, we've been in this industry for such a long time. I've been focused on nutrition for such a long time that it doesn't even cross my brain. Like every meal I make, it just is innate to me that I will have protein, vegetables, and some healthy fat with it, right?
Yeah.
And of course I have treats and snacks, and I have had a popsicle like today. I was like, oh, I'm just so hot. My apartment's so hot. And I was like, oh, I really like this popsicles. You know what I mean? But like, it's just like, I still do that. But for someone, if you're someone who has never looked at your food, because a lot of our clients are like this, and a lot of our students too, like they literally have never really thought about what they eat. They just, they're hungry. Or even like my fiance is like that. Like Graham's like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm craving Kraft dinner. I'm going to make Kraft dinner. It wouldn't even cross my mind to make Kraft dinner without having some protein and veggies and stuff like that with that. Right.
Yeah.
So if you're somebody who's never focused on, just start to literally just observe, don't judge, just start to look at your diet though and be like, okay, really, how much real whole food am I eating every day? Mm-hmm. Or like, just even start, like just break down meal by meal. Like, am I at Tim Hortons getting a bagel and a coffee for breakfast, which is a processed food?
Yeah.
For lunchtime, am I grabbing like a wrap? Am I, you know what I mean? Just start to be a little bit more aware of how much of that packaging, because it can sneak in so quickly, even if you're healthy, even if you're eating healthier foods, like those protein bars and, you know, pre-made, like the smoothies, which are packed with sugar at so many of these smoothie bars. Like,
yeah. Or the grocery stores, the like the ones that are like, oh, like 100% real juice, but it's like, it's so, it is, yes, it is 100% like real food in there, but it's still like, there's still, it's a sugar bomb. It is a sugar bomb for sure.
And especially with fall, like even with that $7 billion, I'm like, I wonder how much of that is in pumpkin spice lattes. Pumpkin spice, like literally girl problems. I just watched this comedy show and they did this whole skit about how girls' favorite season is fall. Like as soon as that first leaf drops, we like smell it. We're like, pumpkin spice season. And then everyone's wearing their scarves and their Uggs. And it's like, girls like dressing for fall. It's like the whole thing.
Well, that was the other thing that I wanted to bring up real quick, 'cause I knew we were talking about this earlier too. It was about fall. 'Cause I know this whole thing was about like fall and strategies for fall and stuff, but it's also about the clothing thing.
Oh yeah.
In fall, I think, 'cause we literally go from, it's like summertime where like we have like, you know, less layers on. Oftentimes we're like thinking about like bathing suit season, all that kind of stuff leading into it. So springtime and summer is kind of like, I feel like people are a little bit more aware of the way they feel in their skin.
Yeah.
Not necessarily how it looks, just how you feel when you're wearing certain clothes. 'Cause usually you're wearing things that are lighter or less or whatever. And then we go into fall and we're like, yeah.
Leggings.
Now, don't get me wrong. This girl loves leggings. Like, I live in leggings all the time.
Even my jeans are jeggings. I have sweggings. I have leggings. Like, yeah. Everything's a variation of a legging.
Exactly. And all of my pants are like, I just told you the other day, yesterday when we were out, I was like, I just bought the best pair of pants. They're like brand new jogging pants. And they're amazing. Yeah, they're like, and I was so excited. They are dressy joggers. Really cute. But when you start wearing those kinds of clothes, and my mom used to talk to me about this when I was a kid too, it's like all of a sudden you don't really notice if like things are getting tighter or if things are getting a little uncomfortable. You know what I mean? And so it's not a good, it's always a good strategy to still kind of have a balance. If you're someone who's like me who works from home and you just get to wear jogging pants every day, I still try to wear shirts that are like fitted and stuff like that. So at least I'm like, not trying to make myself uncomfortable, but just being aware. It's like body awareness. It creates more body awareness for myself. So I'm not doing this as a negative thing. It's more of just like keeping myself aware of like, because I don't weigh myself, so I base it on how my clothes fit.
Yeah.
So if my clothes aren't fitting right, then I know that like, oh, maybe I need to like pay a bit more attention to my diet again. Because it always comes down to diet. It's not about my workouts. My workouts are there.
Well, and that's just it for most people. It's like 90% is like literally...
Yeah,
what we eat, because in all reality, you cannot out train a bad diet. Like to burn off, like an hour at the gym, maybe you're burning like 500 calories. Let's say, depending if you're going hard, you can burn up to 1,000 calories. But how easy is it to eat that pizza that you were talking about? And there's that 700 back. You know what I mean? Like it's just not a balanced thing.
Yeah. No, I know.
You start to focus on protein and veggies at each meal and just try to, like we said, try not to fall into this fall diet trap. We're hearing it a lot right now. It's funny because I always find it's like in the fitness and nutrition industry, it's September and it's January. That's when weight loss gets really hot because it's like September is after the summertime. Kids are back at school and it's like everyone knows that.
It's almost like the other new year. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a reset, right? So this is why right now in September, I'm hearing this a lot. You're hearing this a lot. We've been talking about this because we're like, we got to stop this. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's just a cycle that you're going to just keep going into. You're going to jump from one cycle to the next, unless you find a good strategy. And that's really what it just boils down to. So try them on though. I mean, like I think that you should test things out, test it, see if it works for you. Test it for 2 weeks, see how you feel. And if you don't feel right, or if you feel like it's a ton of work, or it feels like you're just constantly feeling deprived and you're feeling like anxious about it, and it's like making you super stressed out, try a different strategy. Find something that works for you and your lifestyle that you can maintain and that becomes part of who you are, as opposed to just holding on to this thing because you feel like you have to for the next month and then you're going to switch and try something else.
Yeah. Diet jumping, it's worst. It's the worst thing for your body. It's the worst thing for your psyche. It's the worst thing for all of it. You're just like, ah, the best diet is a diet is no diet.
Yeah.
Best diet is just eating and being able to do that for the rest of your life. Like something you actually can see. Okay. And that's why we love Complete in Three. And that's why we love just trying to focus on things like a carb and a fat, because whether you're at home or you're at work or you're at a restaurant, that's an easy tool you can take with you everywhere you go, right? Like, it's not like I have to pre-pack all my meals or do this. It's like, yeah, I can pick from that buffet of those three things, right?
Totally.
Like, I can make a meal at work from the breakfast when everyone brings in breakfast. We used to do that when I used to work my grown-up job.
Yeah.
We'd have like Fridays and everyone had a different breakfast. They were responsible for breakfast, so they bring in stuff. It always sucked when it was like people would just bring in like a ton of like donuts. I was like, damn it.
I just did that this morning, guys. I just did that this morning at the corner store. I'm not even kidding, because I don't have a home right now. I'm staying at family's house, and I am at someone's home right now to film and to record and to work. And on the way here, I was like, okay, well, I have to plan. I have to get myself some food to eat while I'm there, because I'm going to be there for 4 hours. What am I going to do? So I stopped literally at a corner store, and I got almonds. I got an apple, and then I got like a protein bar, but like one that was kind of like more fruits and nuts kind of thing. Because the other protein bars make me feel really sick. They hurt my stomach, but at least I had a strategy. And then I got my water, I got my tea, and I'm good. Right. Like you have to find things that make you work. That's the same if you're traveling or whatever. It's like, you can find solutions. It doesn't have to be like, oh, well, I have no option. I'm going to have to just eat the chips, even though they taste good. Don't get me wrong.
I know. So true. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I don't know. We just talked a lot about fall and weight loss. Hopefully you feel a little inspired to not go on a diet. And
no to diets,
and just start to be a little bit more aware and get some more real goodness in your life, and that's all you need to do.
The person at the football games or like the hockey games or like the hangout session. It's okay to be the person that brings the veggies and dip.
Yeah,
it's okay to be that person.
That's
us. There will be other people that will be like, thank you, I promise you. Then there'll be some that'll be like, nah, pass. But that's okay too.
They'll be like, God, Laura's coming to that party again. She'll bring those damn vegetables and dip. Yeah. Damn it.
Just be known for that. I'm known for like the cheese platters. That's all I ever bring to events. Ooh. I just bring a cheese platter.
Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap this up. Hopefully, you check out that study. It's definitely something interesting. Let's say no to diets, and let's just focus on having an amazing, positive fall. So for us at Fitchix Academy, we are kicking off a lot this fall. So we've got Fitness Nutrition Expert Program starting. We have got our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program starting October 16th. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in learning more about getting the body in balance and how the body works with weight loss, then you definitely want to check out the certification, and all that's at fitchixacademy.com. And then what else we got going on? We got a lot of stuff coming up. I feel like we got retreats. If you are in Ontario, I can't forget about that. If you're in Ontario, we have two retreats, one in October, one in November. So one is in Grand Bend, Ontario, and one is in just outside of Ottawa, Strathmere. And we are having a full weekend. It's going to be fitness, it's going to be nutrition, it's going to be wellness, meditation, fun, girl time. So check out our website for those two.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys. We'll talk to you later. I got to go make my veggie tray.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.